Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, author and Bible teacher Josh Davis will examine the latest headlines from the end times. Friends, Southwest Radio Ministries needs your prayers and financial partnership right now. The need is urgent. Your support is critical to sustaining us through some of the lowest months that we've experienced in years. We've trimmed our budget, reduced expenses, delayed our monthly mailings, and even cut radio stations. Any further cuts will significantly reduce the ministry that is carried out each day. That's why I'm coming to you today. You've partnered with us in prayer and ministry in the past, and we need our faithful friends to stand with us right now. Please, give today. Call 1-800-652-1144 with your gift, or visit our website, SWRC.com, and give. Friend, we need to hear from you today. 1-800-652-1144 or SWRC.com. When we look at the headlines, we see that Christ's return is imminent. With the latest headlines from the end times, here is pastor and author Josh Davis.
Greetings, fellow Watchmen on the Wall. It's time for another Friday edition of Headlines from the End Times. We're going to show you how the pieces of God's prophetic puzzle continue to come together as the stage is being set for the biblical end time scenario with each passing week. Today, I want to show you how that technology is continuing to aid our moves in that direction. I also want to show you some of the evidence from our culture that we're moving in that direction. But I want to end today with some good news for a change. Yes, some stories of how God is working, how God is moving in our world. And I want to share with you some biblical hope from God's prophetic scriptures as we dig into a passage of scripture together during our Headlines from the End Times on this Friday. Now, a few weeks ago, I told you that Mexico has mandated a digital ID for all their citizens by February 2026. Just to refresh your memory, or in case you missed that story, all Mexican citizens are required to register their biometric data. That includes an iris scan of their eye and fingerprint scans. And I jokingly commented, the forehead, the eye, the fingerprints, where do we hear that? Yeah, Revelation 13, the mark of the beast. Now, I'm not saying what Mexico is doing is the mark of the beast. Do not hear me wrong. Do not misunderstand what I'm saying. But I'm showing you how our world is being conditioned to move in that direction. And for the Mexican citizens, this is mandatory. There's no option here. This is mandatory. And they're having to register with this system, according to my information, what I have seen, by February of 2026. So over the next few months, they're going to be registering all the Mexican citizens. And I've told you that Mexico is far from the only country that's moving in that direction. In fact, I believe that the United States is moving in that direction as well. It's starting at the border. It's starting through Homeland Security and some of these kinds of government groups that are trying to catch people who are crossing the border illegally. It's in the name of border safety and border security that they're trying to accomplish these kinds of things. But we are quickly moving towards a digital database of every single person on planet Earth. And the UK now has bipartisan support for a mandatory UK digital ID. That's right. And that's according to recent reports. One UK politician who happens to be a member of the Conservative Party recently told the BBC, quote, "I think any government of this country has to be prepared to do whatever it takes to protect our borders from illegal migration. I think it's certainly something we should be considering very carefully," end quote. To this politician's benefit, at least from my perspective, he did say there's a lot of privacy concerns, there's a lot of safety concerns that we really need to think about before we jump into this and jump on board with these kinds of systems. But the story goes on to say there's a very strong case for proving identity, for claiming benefits, according to the National Health Service there in the UK, and using other services paid by taxpayers. This compulsory universal ID card also brings up questions about civil liberties, personal freedom, excessive intrusion by the state, he went on to say. So the Labour government is currently considering, and again, this is in the UK, considering issuing a mandatory verifiable digital identity credential to every adult in the country, and they call this the Brit card. Again, it's a mandatory digital ID, and it's a credential. So what does that mean? It's like a driver's license kind of thing, but it's digital. It's not actually a card that you carry. It's nothing physical that you hold in your hand, but they want to make this Brit card mandatory, and it would be registered with and through the government. The Prime Minister Starmer has reportedly ordered a comprehensive and expansive look at the role technology can play in government, including digital ID, according to reports. This issue has largely been driven by former Prime Minister Tony Blair, and he has the Institute for Global Change. Now, if that's not a globalist sounding group, I don't know what is, dear friends. And of course, Tony Blair has been very instrumental in the idea of a one world religion, trying to blend multiple faiths together in one cohesive whole. So this Institute for Global Change is also a driving force behind these kinds of digital identifications. It's very curious to me and to you, dear friends, as you stand as watchmen on the wall. So Tony Blair's Labour government introduced mandatory ID cards way back in 2009. This shows you, even before the technology was available to make these things possible, that governments were moving in this direction almost, well, over 15 years ago now. So after winning the elections, the Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition repealed the law governing this ID scheme, dubbing the project as wasteful, bureaucratic, and intrusive. But now, bipartisan support seems to push the UK toward these biometric IDs and making that mandatory. Now, this is something to keep your eyes on as watchmen on the wall, but it also raises some serious questions. So at what point will world governments decide that it is not an excessive intrusion by the state? Will there be some future crisis that quickly changes the landscape, similar to COVID in 2020? You know, right now, the border crisis here in the U.S. is constantly in the news, and the ICE enforcement and et cetera, et cetera. It's like a simmering pot. It's at a simmer. There are some bubbles that brew. There are some rolling news items that come up each week. But it's not a full-fledged boil that is running over in the pot. Could there be a crisis that causes that to happen, that makes people say, in the name of safety and security, we're giving up our right to privacy and we're giving over our biometric information to the government to get a worldwide database? You see, crises create opportunities to exploit people's fear and to change the world. And the globalists know this, and they're working in that direction. You see, the reason that I keep bringing up stories like this to you on Headlines from the End Times is to show you how our world is moving towards a digital database of all the world's people. I believe this is going to be a centralized database, and it's going to be shared among governments in the name of safety and security. They want to stop illegal immigration. They want to catch criminals crossing borders. What better way to do it than to have a worldwide database of biometric information? Now, mark my words, calls will come for a standardized global agreement on how this is going to be carried out so that the global systems are going to work seamlessly together. You're going to see a call from government saying, one nation can't have their system, and the next nation have their system, and the next nation have their system, and the next nation, and on down the list for these hundreds of countries in existence. We need to have, and this is going to be the call, we need to have the standardized procedure the standardized database. And when you have standardization, you can easily coalesce all those things into one central database. And I believe that the stage is being set, and we're taking step by step by step by step in that direction. The stage is being set for global citizenship, and that's going to be part of the prophesied one world government that'll be here during the biblical end times scenario. Now, we're not there yet. This is not the tribulation. The rapture of the church has not occurred yet, but we are seeing the conditioning of our world to get us ready to that end. And friends, if you're just joining us, I'm Josh Davis, staff evangelist with Southwest Radio Ministries. You're listening to our Friday Headlines from the End Times as we examine some recent stories that show us how the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. Now, let me remind you, Headlines from the End Times is a feature in every single issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine. You can pick up a copy or get a subscription to the magazine, 1-year subscription, 2-year subscription, 3-year subscription, even a lifetime subscription option. All that's available at swrc.com. Again, our website is swrc.com. You can also check out prophecyinthenews.tv. Again, that's prophecyinthenews.tv. Or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. Our phone number one more time is 1-800-652-1144. Don't forget, Headlines from the End Times is also a feature in every single weekly episode of our Prophecy in the News TV show. It's available on several different Christian television networks, but it's also available on demand anytime you want to watch it through swrc.com and through the SWRC mobile app. That's right. Go to your app store on your mobile device, type in 4 letters, SWRC. There you can listen to Watchmen on the Wall, take it anywhere you go, download episodes, and also the Prophecy in the News television show episodes are available inside the mobile app. That is so very handy, and that's my preferred way of watching our weekly television show, because you can hit one button and it will connect to your smart TV and you can watch it right there on your smart TV. So download the SWRC mobile app and you won't miss any of the great content brought to you by Southwest Radio Ministries. We thank you, dear friends, for your prayers for this ministry and your partnership with us. Now let's continue with more Headlines from the End Times. Digital identity is integral to U.S. crypto ambitions. We're talking about crypto coins, crypto technology, and the whole arena of cryptocurrency is highly questionable. There's a lot of fakes. There's a lot of fraud that goes on in the crypto world. Well, the U.S. is trying to move in that direction with some of the different things that they're doing, making it a viable and a safer option. And the White House sees a digital identity as integral to the U.S. crypto ambitions. According to reports, broad adoption of digital identity by Americans could be the step needed for the U.S. to become the crypto capital of the world. That's the vision of President Donald Trump. A new report from the White House's Working Group on Digital Assets Markets called Strengthening American Leadership in Digital Financial Technology. Now, let me read that again. This was the name of the report, Strengthening American Leadership in Digital Financial Technology. You don't think the U.S. is moving towards a digital dollar? Well, look again. They're considering it as an option. I know President Trump has tried to suggest that dollar-backed stablecoins will modernize the U.S. payments infrastructure, and he calls on Congress to codify its executive order that would ban a central bank digital currency. So President Trump is still opposed to the central bank digital currency, but the U.S. is still exploring some of these crypto coins and trying to come up with some kind of standardization. There's that word again, with a digital identity that would be integral to the U.S. moving in that direction. Now, have you heard about some of the recent developments in what I would call spy gear, although it's not being used necessarily as spy gear by some nefarious groups, but it could be even used by our own government. Whether or not that's nefarious, I'll leave that up to you. But here's the story. There's a establishing of a widespread use for fingerprint biometrics and facial matching. Now the markets in all these different biometric scanning technologies is the whole package. They're developing, in other words, these whole body biometric recognition systems that even recognizes the gait of your walk. According to reports, The Economist picked up on the story of Michigan State University researchers who, since 2021, have been developing technology for long-range biometric identification under what they call the biometric recognition and identification at altitude and range. That's a long title. I get that. Basically, what they're saying is, can we put cameras up on a light pole, for instance, and how high up could a camera be? How far out could a camera see? They're testing these kinds of things and have been since 2021 under this program at Michigan State University. So this technology combines these biometric algorithms that recognize how someone walks, their gait, it recognizes their face, and it runs that through a database that tries to figure out who they are. And they're testing how far away these cameras could be, how high up they could be. There's potential that even drones could be armed or equipped with these kinds of cameras that could recognize who someone is through this whole body measurement. That looks like they're walking like Josh, and his facial recognition looks like Josh. Hey, that must be Josh, and he's walking down this street right now. And if these cameras are everywhere, well, friends, I don't have to paint the picture for you. You can connect these dots of how this could set the stage for some very scary things to happen. Again, all these tools are coming at us in the interest of safety and security, better policing, easier to catch the criminals, easier to track down a child who has been caught in child trafficking, and there could be some great positive aspects of this. But we have to ask ourselves these questions. What is this setting the stage for? What direction is the world moving by getting involved in these kinds of things, as artificial intelligence could extend its spying powers into the skies? And so these are things that are setting the stage for the biblical end time scenario. As we're sharing more headlines from the end times, the state of Virginia had, in my estimation, a terrible story that came out, and I'm glad to see Governor Youngkin taking this head on and grabbing the bull by the horns, if you will. And he's ordering an investigation into a school's alleged role in arranging abortions. That's right, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has opened an investigation into recent accusations that two Fairfax County public school employees arranged and funded abortions for two teenage girls without parental consent. Fairfax County is in Northern Virginia, and it has long been a liberal haven of sorts, to where they have really pushed the envelope on a lot of extreme, extreme things. Now we see this story coming out recently that the school possibly arranged and funded abortions for two teenage girls without parental consent. We have spoken about California and the things that are happening there, and the stand that was taken by Pastor Jack Hibbs and others in California. Thank God for the faithful pastors, faithful church leaders, who are standing as watchmen on the wall. Thank God for Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who is addressing this head on. The Republican governor announced on August 13th that he had directed the Virginia State Police to launch a criminal investigation into accusations that this high school social worker, with the full backing of the principal, had scheduled appointments, paid for two minors to abort their unborn children without so much as even calling their parents to tell them. This kind of intrusive medical procedure, and by the way, I'm not calling abortion a medical procedure. I know exactly what that is. But I am saying, even if it was just a medical procedure, it is still unlicensed by the parents. And look at the brashness of this school and the wickedness that is in its heart and in its mind. Governor Youngkin said, quote, "I'm deeply concerned with the allegations that Fairfax County Public Schools officials arranged for minors to get abortions without parental consent and may have misused public funds to pay for them. I'm directing the Virginia State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation to open a full criminal investigation into this matter immediately," end quote. Another story that we can switch to some good news now, and I want to share some things that God is doing in the United States of America and around the world. God is not done with America, so says Kirk Cameron as he leads a children's story hour at the Library of Congress. That's right. Recently, Kirk Cameron was invited to have a children's story hour event at the Library of Congress, according to reports from the Christian Post. And he says that the recent event was attended by hundreds, and it was organized in partnership with the U.S. Department of Education. Kirk Cameron said, quote, "It's indicative of a very exciting change in the direction of the wind." He went on to say, "There's a fresh breeze of liberty and opportunity that is blowing across the land for families to get back to the values that made America great," end quote. He went on to say, "This year we were invited by the Trump administration and the Department of Education to come to the world's largest library, the ultimate library, the Library of Congress, to teach kids the truth about love, faith, and hope." This is good news, and I'm glad to see that, and I pray that these kinds of efforts would continue. Now, he faced a lot of opposition when a new children's book came out. Over 50 libraries throughout the country rejected his request to host readings of his faith-based children's book in their libraries. After they pushed back at that, these libraries ultimately conceded and allowed the Children's Story Hour events to take place. More good news. Release Time and Bible Program is now reaching 34 states, over 100,000 students participating this school year. So school release time is in several different states, as now we see 34 different states are doing this. And this happens once a month or so, depending on which state you're in. Each state is different in how they do this. But our ministry, Southwest Radio Ministries, has been involved in assisting here in the state of Tennessee with some of these school release Bible times in an effort to support our local community and to get God's Word into the hands of kids. And this is something near and dear to my heart. I've been involved with kids and youth ministries on various levels for, my goodness, probably close to 20 years now. This is something that's always near and dear to my heart. So I'm glad to see some good news that God's Word is getting into the hands of many kids. I see a fresh hunger among young people to understand who God is. And my prayer in all of this, as this is part of Headlines from the End Times, is that we will see a great move of God in our day. And that's what I'm praying for. And I know many of you, faithful watchmen on the wall, you are praying for the United States of America. You are burdened for our young people. You are burdened when you hear stories, the kinds of which I've shared with you, and the future that our young people will face without the Lord. And so we need to seek the face of God. We need to pray to Him. And so I'm glad that there are programs like this that are growing. This once a month in the state of Tennessee, at least, this is our experience that we have with this Bible release time, that they allow them to go off campus to a local church to hear a message from God's Word and then to come back to the school. And the parents, of course, are very involved in this process. Permission is signed and all of that kind of thing. Very structured, very well done, very well put together. Full parental permission is required. And so we get to minister to these kids in a wonderful way. We're grateful for that opportunity and praise God for the good news that this kind of program is expanding to 34 states, reaching over 100,000 kids this school year in the United States of America. Let me leave you with a couple of words of Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and following, that come from Paul to Timothy. He says, "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick, the living, and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. My fellow watchman on the wall that I'm speaking to today, this is my encouragement to you. Watch thou in all things. Even though people are turning away from the truth, even though people don't want to hear it, you've got to continue watching. You've got to continue sharing the word of God. Watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Paul encouraged Timothy. I want to give the same encouragement to you today, dear friends, to stay on the wall. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that He is coming soon and that He is going to defeat all the enemies. All these bad headlines will be wiped away one day forever by Jesus Christ. We won't need headlines from the end times. We won't need watchmen on the wall because we will be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I want to continue faithfully following our Lord Jesus Christ. And I encourage you to do the same thing as you see the day approaching, living with our eyes open and our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Stay up to date with the latest headlines with our Prophecy in the News magazine and weekly television program. Subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine for the latest insight and analysis of the world around us. And then tune in to the Prophecy in the News television program to stay informed, be encouraged, and deepen your understanding of God's Word. Prophecy in the News magazine and television program. Learn more by visiting swrc.com. And don't forget our special resource spotlight this week, The Avatar Collection by Jonathan Kahn. The collection includes the hardcover book, The Avatar, and the exclusive 8-DVD set, The Avatar Uncensored. The DVD set, of course, is not sold in stores or on Amazon. So order the book and the DVD set today. 1-800-652-1144. You can also order the collection on our website, swrc.com. And a special thank you to everyone who is giving a gift this week. We need to hear from you right now. Your support allows us to produce these programs and publications. You can give today by calling 1-800-652-1144 or visit our website and give there, swrc.com. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. So head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. To learn more, visit swrc.com.